Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Hugh. Now, proposed legislation to increase the legal age for buying cigarettes and other tobacco products from 18 to 21 years of age has been welcomed today. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly will this week seek Cabinet approval for the legislation to increase the age, the legal age, by 3 years. For more on this, I'm joined by Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute of Ireland, Professor Luke Clancy, and also Director of Forest, or the Freedom Organisation for the Right to Enjoy Smoking Tobacco, Simon Clark. You're both very welcome to the programme. Professor Luke Clancy, you welcome this, I assume.
Yes, I do. As you heard there in the bulletin, the Thornisher said that this would be a way to help reduce smoking, particularly in young people. And that's, of course, very desirable and something we've been trying to do. If anything, it has slowed up. So this would probably add some momentum to that and help achieve it. Obviously, it's important because that's such a killer. You know, something like all 15%, 12-15% of all deaths are due to smoking. But and it's something that's entirely preventable. Mm-hmm. So anything that helps in that way would be welcome.
Let me get the reaction of Simon Clark from Forest in. What's your reaction to this plan?
Well, we're strongly against it because we believe that if you are legally an adult at 18, at which age you can drive a car, you can join the army, you can possess a credit card, and of course you can vote and purchase alcohol. If you can do all those things at 18, then you should be considered old enough and adult enough to make a decision as to whether or not you buy tobacco. It's completely ridiculous to single tobacco out as something that people aged 18, 19, 20 are not sufficiently mature to make up their own minds about. We are infantilizing the next generation of young people.
Have you consulted that age group?
We haven't, but we know that there are a lot of people who are very concerned about having their civil liberties taken away from
them. Well, hang on a second. Are you not maybe infantilizing them by assuming what they say? Because the Irish Heart Foundation conducted a poll in November 2021 and found that 73% of all adults and 71% of all those aged between 18 and 24 supported raising the legal age to purchase tobacco to 21.
Yes, but just because a majority support a policy, that probably won't affect them because they won't take up smoking in the first place. Why should a minority...
That's an assumption that you're making.
I don't think it is, because according to that poll, a substantial minority of people don't agree with it. They think that people should be allowed to buy tobacco at 18. Why shouldn't we take away the right of that minority just because the majority think it's not a good thing? Look, you're clearly infantilizing people because you're taking that decision away from them. And as I say, if you can purchase alcohol at 18, why on earth can't you purchase tobacco? The reality is, alcohol is a far bigger problem at the moment amongst younger people. Because according to, according to the Health Research Board, one in three drinkers aged 15 to 24 has an alcohol use disorder. Now, if that's true, the government should be cracking down on that.
Let me put that to Luke Clancy. Isn't there a dichotomy here? They can buy alcohol at 18, but not cigarettes.
They can. But what we're talking about this evening is cigarettes. And I wouldn't agree that the risk from alcohol is as great as for cigarettes. It's not. But it's not about comparisons. And this argument that you're free to do many other things at 23, for instance, drive a car, or at 18, why shouldn't you be able to buy cigarettes? Well, the point about driving, and there are dangers, and we know that only too well at present, but you can drive safely. You cannot smoke safely.
The reason that the alcohol comparison is analogous is that the alcohol is harmful, isn't that right? So if you can buy something harmful like alcohol at 18, why not cigarettes? Why single out cigarettes?
That may well happen. Well, the reason to single out cigarettes is that it's a major cause of mortality and that it kills one in two who use it. Now, nearly everybody... A very high percentage of the population use alcohol. It doesn't kill anything like that rate of them. But I'm not here to discuss relative harms of products. Cigarettes kill half of the people who use them. You cannot smoke safely. So this spurious argument about there are other things you can do at 18, why not these? Because these are more harmful and these cannot be made safe. And because we know that young people are more likely to start smoking. And we know from the surveys that we do at the Institute that the age of starting is variable, but 13, 14, 15. But when you get on and look at it, the commonest age is 18. Now, that could be that's when they become legal, because, of course, these prohibitions do have an effect. Sure, you can get around them, but law-abiding people say, well, you're not supposed to smoke these. There is a kind of an impression that, oh, therefore it's all right when you're over 21 in this case, which isn't true. But what we're trying to do is to make society cigarette-free so that they don't smoke and they don't die from it.
Can I put
Most
that
people
point?
Who do smoke want to stop.
Can I put that point to Simon Clark? Do you accept, first of all, that you're most likely to start and get addicted between the ages of 18 and 21?
Well, I think the word addiction is actually worrying in this context, because the reality is millions of people have given up smoking. If you tell them that they're addicted to nicotine,
No. I will not. That's fallacious. You simply do get addicted to tobacco products. Isn't that correct?
Look, it's a habit that is very difficult for some people to break. But there are millions of people who have quit smoking. Some of them,
Quit addictions. You can quit it. But are you seriously contesting the fact that you can get addicted to tobacco products?
I'm not contesting the fact that you can get addicted to nicotine, but what I'm saying is it does not have to be a lifetime addiction whatsoever.
Nobody's saying that. Let's go back to the question that I asked.
Thank you.
Do you accept the logic or the assertion by Professor Luke Clancy that you're most likely to take up tobacco products and get addicted between the ages of 18 and 21?
No, I don't accept that. And what I do want to point out, that if you introduce prohibition, and this is creeping prohibition, you are actually going to drive more and more people to the black market. And criminal gangs don't care who they sell to. They're happy to sell to children and young people. They're the people who will benefit from this. It's not going to stop young people smoking. If anything, it's going to make smoking cool again. Smoking's not fashionable these days. But if you actually prohibit it and say, no, people aged 18, 19, 20... cannot legally purchase alcohol, not only will you drive them to the black market, you will make smoking fashionable. And certain
when you say the only people who will benefit from this are criminals, surely the people who will benefit from this are the people who are between 18 and 21 who won't be allowed to smoke. Surely that'll benefit those people.
I think in a free society, people should be allowed to make choices when they are adults.
Even if it kills them, Simon.
Yes, frankly, because live in a free society, people must be allowed to make choices. People know about the health risks of smoking. Every 18-year-old knows there are health risks associated with smoking. They've been told about it at school.
Professor,
they've been well-educated.
Professor Luke
people
Clancy,
must be allowed
people
to
know.
Make choices
yes.
for themselves.
They should be allowed to do it anyway.
We're not saying whether they're allowed or not. We're discouraging them. The fact is that it is addictive and everybody accepts that, and that it kills people and people all accept that as well. It is true that you can enhance the reputation of some things by banning them. This hasn't happened, as we saw with cigarettes. The more things we've introduced, the fewer people are smoking. The later that children are starting to take up smoking. For instance, the smoking ban in pubs has nothing to do with children, you might say, because they're not even allowed in. Yet it had a profound effect, as we have monitored over the last 20 years. So putting it up to 21 will make it less likely that they start before 21.
This is not discouraging, as you say. This is a banning between the ages of 18 to 21. And surely, what about Simon's point? That might drive some people to the black market.
It might bite somebody to the black market, but you don't need to go to the black market. Unfortunately, what will matter here is how this is implemented. But from my point of view, to have it on the books is a good thing, because law-abiding people will obey it. And we do know that when you're young and when you're in your teens, you try all sorts of things and you get hooked on cigarettes and on other drugs. But we're talking about cigarettes. And if you get over that hump, if you get out of your adolescence, then you're less likely to smoke. And we know that. If you don't start before 21, you're quite unlikely to smoke. It's not that nobody smokes after that, but they don't start in the same numbers.
Okay.
We know that. And why is he not worried that it helps? You know, he's saying it won't help. It'll only do this and that. There's no evidence for that. We know it helps. And if it didn't, there'd be no objection to bringing in the law, I can assure you.
Well, 15 to 18-year-olds, according to a study in Boston, Simon, found that smoking rates dropped when this was implemented there. So it did work.
Well, as I say, I believe that once you're legally an adult at 18, you should be allowed to make your own choices. But let's be very clear, the anti-smoking lobby will not stop at raising the age of sale from 18 to 21. In a few years' time, Luke will be back on the airwaves calling for the age of sale to be raised to 25.
Is that good if it saves lives?
Or he'll be talking about a general... Well, how many things do we ban just to save lives? Do you stop all extreme sports to save lives? Do we stop people driving on
not
the road to save lives?
Not comparable.
We stopped all kind of activity in this country and in yours when there was COVID to save lives. So don't pretend or think that we wouldn't, that it's not worthwhile. Okay. It really is.
I think a lot of people think governments, during COVID, I think a lot of people will think the governments in the UK and Ireland went far too far.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave that for another day for sure. Professor Luke Clancy, thank you very much indeed. Simon Clark, of course, thank you as well.